Chapter 12. How sweet it is.
Arrgh!
We all scream as the flying carpet goes right through the open window and straight into the princess's sitting room. The carpet stops short and we fall off. Flowers are scattered all over the couches and tables.
Uh-oh, not exactly the plan.
The princess is standing up, her jaw dropped. Her purple headdress matches the long, lavender patterned dress she's wearing. She also has a pretty lavender purse on her arm.
Please don't arrest us. Please, please, please.
We're sorry, I say immediately. We didn't mean to fly in here. Please don't call the police.
Of course I won't call the police, the princess says. You brought flowers. A lot of flowers. I love flowers.
Oh, good, I say. That's great. We're so glad we crashed into your room then.
I was just on my way out the door, she says.
But really,
how could I call the police on two kids with flowers?
There are actually three of us, plus a genie and a dog,
Aladdin says from beneath a pile of tulips. Aladdin pushes the flowers out of the way and stands up. The princess's dark eyes widen.
Hello,
she says.
Hello,
Aladdin says back. They stare at each other and stare. I say, do you guys know each other? Neither of them answers. They just continue to stare. Guys, I say. The princess smiles.
No, I don't think we've ever met. I'm Princess Badr al-Badur.
Hello,
Aladdin says.
I'm Aladdin.
They're still staring at each other. Their eyes are like magnets.
I've always admired you,
Aladdin says. His cheeks turn red.
I mean, the good things you do for the village and the street kids and for animals, too.
Princess Badr al-Badur grins.
I like to help people and cats and dogs, she adds, bending down and brushing two pink roses off Prince's back.
She pats his head and Prince lets out a happy bark. Aladdin keeps stammering, staring at the princess with moony eyes.
I should clean up these flowers and put them in a vase for you, he says.
Before Jonah and I can even introduce ourselves to the princess, she and Aladdin are huddled over the flowers, picking them up together. They sure are taking their time. The princess picks up a flower and looks at Aladdin shyly. He turns red and smiles. Then he picks up a flower, hands it to her, and she says,
"For me?"
while slowly batting her eyes. Oh, brother.
But wait. This is perfect. This is exactly what's supposed to happen. They like each other.
A half hour later, still deep in conversation, Aladdin and the princess have all the flowers picked up. I would have offered to help, but every time I stepped forward, Aladdin would hand the princess another flower and say something about how it couldn't possibly match her beauty. Then the princess would hand Aladdin 10 flowers and say that he was as sweet as roses. They're pretty adorable. Finally, Aladdin stands.
Princess Badr al-Badur,
he says.
Yes?
The princess asks, smiling.
I think I love you,
Aladdin says, his cheeks turning red.
I think I love you too,
Princess Badr al-Badur responds. She stands up beside him, beaming. Jonah and I look at each other.
Did that just happen?
He asks me.
I think it did,
I say. I glance at Aladdin and the princess. Did you two just fall in love? They both nod.
That's amazing! I cheer. Love at first sight!
Jonah elbows me in the side.
But that's never happened before in fairy tales.
Well, it's happening now.
Woof!
Prince agrees, looking from Aladdin to the princess. Aladdin gets down on one knee with a red rose in his hand.
Princess, do you want to marry me?
He asks. The princess grins.
Yes, she says. But you have to ask my father, the Sultan, for permission.
What's a Sultan? Jonah asks.
Sultan is another word for king here in Mamlaka, the princess explains.
Aladdin gulps, then nods. He stands up. Then that's what I'll do. I'll ask your father for permission. Let's go.
We can't now, the princess says. He's very busy this morning, but he'll be in the Great Hall this afternoon. She frowns. Aladdin, what's wrong? You look worried.
I am, princess, he says. Why would your father say yes? I have nothing to offer him. Nothing to offer you, he adds, hanging his head.
Except love, Princess Badr al-Badr says. That is the most important thing.
I'm not so sure the Sultan will agree, Aladdin says.
I have an idea, Jonah pipes up. We can bring the Sultan all these flowers.
He gestures around the room. Nice thought, the princess says, but my father is allergic to flowers.
Oh, Jonah and I say at the same time.
He likes jewels, the princess says. Do you have any gold or some diamonds you can offer him? I'm about to say no, when suddenly I remember the jewel fruit in my pocket. Yes, I'm so happy I risked or else to take a few.
I have these, I say.
I reach into my pocket and hold out my hand with the three jewel fruits on my palm. Suddenly, something furry and brown takes a flying leap toward me and eats the jewel fruits right off my hand.
Prince, no!
I cry. My palm has nothing on it but dog drool. I hear Prince chomping away on the hard jewel fruits as if they're crunchy dog biscuits. And just when he was starting to behave again, Jonah wags his finger at Prince, who's licking his lips.
Bad dog!
Prince lies down and at least looks guilty.
Now what? Aladdin says.
I look at Aladdin and the princess, then at the ring on my finger. Now we call in the genie.